good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday, March 12th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Ontario Premier. I called him Prime Minister earlier. I misspoke. This guy, Doug Ford, is apologizing to the American people for the fallout from the ongoing trade negotiations between Canada and the United States. While speaking at a press conference with American flags, Canadian flags, and Windsor, Ontario's flag behind him, he called for an end to the chaos to save millions of jobs. Kind of interesting how this took place. But early this morning, Ontario Premier Doug Ford apologizes to Americans amid this tariff war going on between them and Donald Trump. In closing, saying, "I love the American people." Oh, God, you got to love these politicians, don't you? Ford made assurances that a trade deal would be settled between the two North American nations prior to the April 2nd deadline. Being interviewed on WABC out of New York, Katz and Cosby's show, he then added a very Canadian apology toward the United States and the American people. "I want to apologize to the American people. I spent 20 years of my life in the United States, in New Jersey and Chicago. I love the American people. I absolutely love them." And then he closed with a very Canadian, "So sorry, eh?" I love it. Well, it was interesting because this came basically because of the trade war, he called it, between Donald Trump and Canada. While speaking at the podium with two American flags on each end, the British Canadian flag in the middle, and then, of course, the Canadian flag we all know with the maple leaf on it, says, "We're going to get through this. We'll be stronger together. And we will always be united," said the Canadian Premier. Kind of an interesting thing, because Secretary Lutnick and President Trump are brilliant business people, Ford said. "They are hard negotiators. However, we need to put this behind us and move forward and build the two strongest countries in the world." And it was funny because on the podium at the very edge at the top near the microphones while speaking at this one event said, "Canada is not for sale," over Donald Trump's talk about making Canada the 51st state. The Ontario Premier further characterized conversations with the Trump administration as being positive and definitely heading in a positive direction. Now, it's kind of interesting because this came basically just one day after Donald Trump threatened to double the tariffs on their steel and aluminum coming into America after they heard about this tariff going into place they then said they were going to tariff electricity coming into the United States with a 25% tariff. Well, Donald Trump said, fine, instead of 25%, I'll make it 50%. And then all of a sudden, the Ontario premier backed down. Ford said, this is chaos. We have to put an end to it. We have to sit down and move this tariff deal up from April 2nd. We need to settle this right now as soon as possible. He went on to add that he sees the United States and Canada as fighting on the same side when it comes to a broader economic war. I think the conversation between myself and Lutnick have saved millions of jobs on both sides of the border. Our real enemy is China, and it's not each other. While we're going back and forth, China is building up their critical minerals and building up everything else, including their military. We have to keep an eye on China, Ford said. Well, the interview basically came just hours as he stood down in a tariff battle against Donald Trump. Ford announced a 25% surcharge on electricity exports to the United States, but then quickly suspended it on Tuesday after Trump responded to an increase of an additional 25% tariff on Canadian aluminum and steel. Ontario's energy services price increase would have affected Americans near the Great Lakes states in Michigan, Minnesota, and New York. Ford and Lutnick announced on Tuesday in a joint statement that they have avoided the international escalation and have agreed to meet in Washington, D.C. this week to resolve issues with increased tariffs before April 2nd deadline. Secretary Lutnick agreed to officially meet with Premier Ford in Washington on Thursday, tomorrow, March 13th. Alongside the United States Trade Representative, they will sit down and discuss perhaps a renewed USMCA agreement. Again, before the April 2nd reciprocal tariff deadline, something that Ford posted on his Twitter X account. In response, Ontario agreed to suspend its 25% surcharge on exports of electricity to Michigan, New York, and Minnesota, Ford said, and added that Lutnick was appreciative of that decision. The trade wars, again, continue to be negative impact on Wall Street, on the stock market. Dow Jones Industrial Complex lost 478 points at the closing bell yesterday on Tuesday, bouncing back after even deeper losses throughout the day. Well, Donald Trump, in responding to questions from the media, said markets are going to go up and they're going to go down. But you know what? We have to rebuild our country. We have to pay down our debt. And the tariffs will stay in place. Donald Trump is not backing down. He said also to reporters he could have done it the easy way. He could have continued to kick the can down the road and allow the stock market to continue to flourish. However, he flat out would not accept and denied that we are headed for a recession. Donald Trump went on to say the stock market does not have anything to do with inflation, recession, unemployment, interest rates. It's totally speculation based on investors. We're not going to play that game. We're going to hold firm. And in the end, America will prevail. We will be stronger economically. We will have more jobs here. We will have definitely more money coming into the Treasury to pay down the national debt. We are going to see huge increases in revenue to the U.S. Treasury, along with the cutting of the expenses, cutting our costs, getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse. We will be able to pay down the debt quicker. And who knows, we may even be able to balance the budget, federal budget. Listen to this. Balance the federal budget next year. Federal budget completely balanced and not increasing the national debt. Stop and think about that, folks. If Donald Trump, Elon Musk, working with Congress, working with these various agencies, gets rid of waste, fraud, and abuse, eliminates certain departments, certain bureaucratic agencies, get rid of all these federal employees, by reducing the cost of government and increasing revenue via tariffs, and balances the budget next year. I don't even know how long it's been since we had a balanced federal budget. I don't ever in my lifetime remember it. I mean, this is huge. This is absolutely huge. Stock market, again, will be fluctuating. People who are invested in the stock market, 401ks, your pension plans, your retirement plans, you may see a slight drop in the value, but it's going to come back even stronger, especially if they're able to balance the budget. So, Ontario Premier coming to Washington, D.C. tomorrow. Yeah, let's see how this trip goes. I'm going to predict right now it's not going to go good for Canada. Final segment of hour number one. We're going to move on to some other stories. We'll be right back.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Going to do a little housekeeping, get to a couple of text messages here real quick. Rod Wheeler, who I'll be seeing on Saturday afternoon at the Iron Pig in downtown Gaylord, the Grand New Party Pack is doing a fundraiser 2 o'clock p.m. on Saturday, this Saturday, March 15th. So be sure, like Rod and I, to come join us. Greatly appreciate that. If you'd like the flyer, just text me the word GRAND from Grand New Party. Rod, listening to the comments about this tariff war negotiating with Canada, it's awesome that we finally have a president that is putting America first and sticking to his guns. Yes, things are going to hurt for a while, but in the end, it will be best for America. Downstate Mike, excavator, paving company, family-owned business. Trump just needs the congressional Republicans to keep their backbone to make this work. You know, I think, Mike, I think they will, and I'm going to tell you why. Congress, in the House of Representatives, the United States Congress, in the House, they are up for election every 2 years. Every 2 years. So what does that mean? They basically have this year where they don't have to campaign. This year, 2025, nobody's on the ballot. This is a non-election year. The only thing they do this year is vote. That's it. And people have absolutely said, for example, I forget her name, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s vice presidential candidate that he was running with. She flat out said, if you guys don't confirm Donald Trump's appointees to these cabinet positions, I will make it my mission in life to find people to primary challenge you in 2026, and we will fund their campaign, and you will lose, and you will be going home. She flat out said that. Maybe not exactly in those words, but that's basically what the message was. And guess what? Donald Trump's cabinet appointees getting confirmed. The majority of what he needs on his team, every single one of them got confirmed and are now working with Donald Trump in the cabinet room. Had a meeting the other day. Elon Musk addressed the cabinet members, and man, it was amazing to see those people sitting around that big, huge table with the president. That's number one. Number two, they fear not only being primaried, but they fear the people. Because if, for example, let's say Congressman Jack Bergman decided to vote against something that Donald Trump wanted passed in the House, could you imagine the wrath he would face from us here in the 1st Congressional District? We voted for Trump. We voted for his agenda. We voted for every single thing they are doing. Tariffs, DOGE, getting rid of this waste, fraud, and abuse, eliminating departments, eliminating agencies. I got another story pulled up. Department of Education, Linda McMahon. Huh, wait till you hear this story. Oh, it's happening, people. The left is losing their mind. They don't even know how to respond to it. They don't know how to counter it. They don't know what they're going to do. Because we, the people, are fed up. We've had it, and it's time for change. This is going to be a truly golden age for America. And Donald Trump and those Republicans that choose to work with him will get reelected next year. Those who decide not to, and I'll give you a perfect example. Congressman from Kentucky, Thomas Massey. Yeah, he's always been a rebel, very staunch libertarian, fiscal conservative. Well, guess what? Looks like he may be getting a primary challenger next year and voted out of office. Because he's standing on his principles, but not willing to be a team player. They put Thomas Massey's political head on the wall. You're going to see some changes in Congress. And I think it's already, the threat of losing their jobs is going to be enough to get them to vote the right way. So, yeah. Very, very interesting story. Very interesting ramifications coming to Washington, D.C. as a result. That's it for the first hour of today's show. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross.